祷告之前，我们来看一段圣经。
Before we pray, let us look a few verses.
啊，在我们这个礼拜的读经进度有包括以西结书四十七章。
In our weekly Bible reading schedule, we cover Ezekiel chapter 47 this week.
啊，那在祷告会之前，我们就来看四十七章的一节一直到十二节。
So before we pray, let's look at chapter 47 from verse 1 to verse 12.
十二节。
Verse
12. 第一节。
From verse 1, chapter 47, verse 1. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east. For the front of the temple faced east. The water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar.
在以西结书里面，在最后一个意象他所看到的。
In Book of Ezekiel, the last vision saw by Ezekiel.
那里面他看到圣殿里面有水往东流出来。
He saw that in this holy temple there was water flowing from the east.
那我们知道以西结书那个记载前面被拆毁的殿是所罗门所建的殿。
Now we know that the temple that was destructed, recorded in the front was the temple built by Solomon.
因为神的荣光离开了这个殿。
Because the glory of God has left the temple.
那到了四十七章以后
after chapter 47 onward,
另外一个殿建在高山上。
There was another temple built on high mountain.
我们知道这个殿是属灵的，不是物质的。
We know that this temple is a spiritual temple, not a physical temple.
这个殿就是神的教会。
And this temple is the house, is the church of God.
那在这个殿里面有一个特色，就是有水往东流去。
And in this temple, there's a characteristic mentioned that there will be a water flowing from the east.
这是一个活水。
This is a living water.
我们知道，这个活水就是圣灵。
We know that living water refers to Holy Spirit.
这个殿就是真教会。
And this temple is the true church.
所以真教会有神的灵从那里流出来。
So the true church has the Spirit of God flowing out.
这个是真教会可贵的地方。
And this is what's special about the true church.
没有办法比较的。
There's nothing that can compare to it.
活水从教会流出来。
A living water flow out of the true church.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个水所带来的功效实在是没有办法比较的。
Because the effect of this living water brought on men, nothing can be compared to it.
从第三节到第五节
，from verse 3 to 5，
他提到，有一个人要走过这个水。
Here, from verse 3 to 5, mentioned that there was a man who wanted to cross this living water.
首先他撩过这个水，水到骡子骨。第三节。
So, from verse 3, the water rises to his ankle.
第四节。
Verse 4.
那接下去他要撩过这个水已经到膝盖。
And then the water rise up to his knees.
那这个水越来越高，后来这个水就到腰部。
And the water continued to rise and it rise up to his waist.
那后来这个水变成河到第五节。
And from verse 5 record this water became a river.
你就没有办法走过去了。
And then you can no longer cross this river.
你就被在水上游泳被它漂着走。
You will have to be taken over by the water, or flow on water.
圣灵的力量是很大的。
And the power of the Holy Spirit is great.
如果我们看使徒行传有一个神迹我们常常忽略。
If you look at Book of Acts, there was a miracle that we often overlooked.
就是一天有三千个人受洗。
There was one day 3,000 people were baptized.
但是三千个人都同心合意，这个是神迹。
But all 3,000 people, they were all one in one heart and one mind. This itself is a miracle.
有时候我们家里面只有三个人都很难同心。
Sometimes we only have 3 people in our household, and it's very difficult to unite as one.
有时候没有孩子，只有两个人都很难。
Even without kids, only have husband and wife, it's very difficult to have one heart.
那如果加上两代住在一起更难。
Now if we have two generations living together, that become more difficult.
所以这个同心合意变成家庭很大的一个挑战。
So to become one heart and one mind become a very challenge for the family.
那有的时候虽然住在同一个屋顶。
So even we are living under the same household.
可以很显然看到两代观念差很多。
It's obvious that two generations have this generation gap because of a different concept.
那教会就是神的家。
Now, a church is the house of God.
那为什么使徒教会三千人可以同心合意呢？
Now, why is it that 3,000 people recorded in Book of Acts can all be one heart, one mind?
如果我们从四十七章再对照《使徒行传》
，Now if we look back on Ezekiel chapter 47 and look back on the Acts again，
我们就找到答案了。
We have find the answer here。
他们都被圣灵充满。
Because they were all filled with the Holy Spirit。
这个就是同心合意的来源。
And this is the source of one heart, one mind。
当我们没有得到圣灵
，When we don't have the Holy Spirit，
或者我们还没有被圣灵充满
，Or we have not yet to be filled by Holy Spirit，
那个时候我们自己的想法、我们的意志很清楚。
We are very clear with our own mind, with our own will。
我要讲什么，我要想什么。
I want to say this and I want to think of this。
但是当我们祷告渐渐被圣灵充满
，But when we pray, we slowly begin to fill by Holy Spirit。
神的灵很有力量在里面感动我们。
And the power of Holy Spirit fill and move us。
渐渐我们发现我们在讲、我们在想的都是一直照着圣灵感动去。
And slowly, gradually, what we say, what we think is influenced by our Holy Spirit。
那当我们完全被圣灵充满
，And when we are completely filled by the Holy Spirit，
神的感动完全在我们里面。
The movement of Holy Spirit of God is filled completely in us。
神感动你，也感动我，感动我们大家。
God move you, God move me, and God move all of us。
结果我们就发现，就教会就同心了。
And then we discover that a whole church is in one heart, one mind.
所以以弗所书里面说要竭力保守圣灵所示合而为一的心。
So Ephesians tell us that we need to keep, strive to keep this one heart that was given to us by Holy Spirit.
我们看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第二节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2.Verse 2, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love.
第三节。
Verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这个地方第二节是在讲说要谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
In verse 2, we talk about that we need to have gentleness with long-suffering and bear one with one another in love.
当然这个是这个预备工作了。
This is a preparation work.
但是只有这样哦，也还是很难哦。我们同心合意。
But with this, it's still not sufficient for us to be one mind, one heart.
大家都很谦虚，都很温柔，但是想法就是不一样，你怎么办
？We all are very gentle. We all are very humble, but we all have different thoughts.
那下面一句就很重要了。
But what follows is very important.
要保守圣灵所示，合而为一。
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace.
十一月份会教会会开 NCC.
In November, we will have a church, national church meeting.
如果我们从八零年代参加过，我们大家都有一个印象。
If we have an impression of this NCC meeting from in the 80s, we know what took place there.
以前是在感恩节的时候开呀。
This meeting, the NCC meeting, used to hold in the during the time of Thanksgiving.
四五六日四天呢、
From Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, four days.
那个时候教会很少。
At that time, there are few churches.
但是开不完，有时候开到半夜。
But it seems that meeting will go forever, sometimes until midnight.
为什么
？Why is that?
大家都很聪明。
Because everyone are very very wise, very smart.
每一个人都有他自己的想法。
Everyone has their own opinions.
会议开不完。
And so the meeting go on and on.
那后来啊，我们大家就从圣经里面去找怎么办呢
？So later on, we found the solution from the Bible.
大家就说要祷告。
We must pray.
而且要禁食祷告。
We must fast and pray.
真的很奇妙的，一开始禁食祷告以后，会议越来越短。
It's very miraculous. Once we start fast to pray, the meeting becomes shorter and shorter.
有一次在讨论一个问题，大概讨论快一个钟头，没有结论。
One time we were discussing one agenda, and we've been 1 hour, and we have not ended.
那个祷告会已经往后延了。
So we have pushed back the prayer meeting.
那以前在开 NCC 啊，常常因为我们是来开会的，所以这个祷告回家祷告就可以。那有时候祷告会都取消了。
So in the very beginning, in the past, sometimes people had this concept because we come here to have a meeting, so we can push back the prayer or sometimes we can cancel the prayer.
在那一次有一个很年轻的这个参加 NCC 的，他说我们应该是把这个暂时搁下来，祷告会完再来讨论。
But during that particular NCC meeting, there was a young delegate who proposed that what we should do is that postpone and table this discussion, and we should continue to pray. We should go into prayer meeting.
真的很奇妙，祷告会完再开会，两分钟就结束解决了。
It's very amazing. Now after the prayer meeting and we begin to discuss, it took only 2 minutes to finish the proposal.
所以这个教会需要神的灵在带领。
So we know that church need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
感动每一个人。
That need the Holy Spirit to move each one of us.
然后就发现渐渐我们的想法会一致。
And then slowly we find that our thoughts and our mind will be aligned.
开会会越来越短。
And the meeting will become shorter and shorter.
所以这个使徒行传哈的那个神迹可以重新再现。
So the miracle took place in Book of Acts can happen today again.
除了谦卑之外哈，要圣灵所示合而为一的心。
So other than humility, we also need to have the spirit of unity to be bound in peace.
好，那我们现在回来看四十七章。
So let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 47. 好，
那这个水流过的地方啊，我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
Yeah, 请读。
Verse 8. Then he said to me, this water flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed.
中文翻译跟英文不太一样啊，但是我就照中文 来解释。
The Chinese translation is a little bit different from English translation.
这个水流到沿海。
So when the water flows to the sea,
使水变甜。
It enables the sea become sweet.
这个海因为咸分太咸了，所以这有一点苦啊。
Because the sea is filled with the salt, so it's bitter.
那怎么苦的要变甜呢？这个是不可能的。
But how could it turn bitter into sweet? It's impossible.
甜就是甜，苦就苦，怎么可是让苦的变甜的
？If it's sweet, it's sweet. If it's salt, bitter, it's bitter. How can you mix sweetness and bitterness?
但是这个河水就是活水，有力量，有生命。
However, this river is the living water. It has the power.
流过去，苦的变甜的。
When it flow over, the bitter become turn into sweet.
所以我们还没有信主以前呢。
So before we come to believe,
人的心总是劳苦愁烦。
Our hearts fill with toil and suffering.
那没有在爱的环境长大的，总是没有办法不知道怎么去爱人。
So for those special that has not grown up in the environment of love, they don't know how to love others.
那没有在爱的环境长大，总是这个人格好像缺乏什么。
So if you don't grow up in a family of love, it seems that our personality lacks something.
对，活着不会很喜乐。
And we live without much joy.
那人一旦长大，个性定型以后，很难改变。
Once a person is fully grown and if personality is fully developed, it's very difficult to change.
但是很难改变不是不可能。
But difficult to change does not mean it's impossible.
一直到从神来那个生命的活水从我们中间流过去。
Until the water, the living water from God that flows through us.
这个苦的变甜的。
The bitterness will turn into sweetness.
刚刚这个何弟兄在见证，他到伊丽莎白去参加这个第一次圣公联讲习会。
We just heard that Brother Ho testified that he went to Church of Elizabeth to attend the Sacred Workers Seminar.
我还记得那一次，高登牧师是派五个还是六个去参加。
I still remember during that particular Sacred Workers workshop, Garden Grove Church sent about 5 to 6 people to there.
回来就有人见证了。
And then when they came back, someone testified.
他们以为说到纽约可以到处去丢溜观光，想不到一旦下飞机，中飞机长就再到伊丽莎白就住在地下室。
So some of them thought that once they go, flew to the east, they might have a chance to go sightseeing. But little did they know, the minute they touched down, they were taken straight to church and go into the basement.
那每天什么读圣经、祷告、团契，就这样睡觉。
So every day they will study Bible, they will pray, and they will fellowship.
一完了之后又带到机场上飞机就回来。
And then after it ended, they were taken straight to airport and flew back here.
那后来有一个弟兄去机场载他们。
So later on, there was a brother who went to pick them up when they came back from the East Coast.
第一个感觉说啊，你们不一样。
And this brother, when he first saw them, he had this impression on them that these people are different.
为什么不一样
？Why are they different?
因为他发现这几个人一个礼拜在那边讲习会以后回来，每个人脸都觉得很平安、很喜乐。
He discovered these people, 5 or 6 people, after a week long of cultivation, when they come back, he saw that their face exuded peace and contentment and joy in their face.
这么地方也没有去玩了，怎么会很喜乐？
Even though they did not go any places to play or to sightseeing.
就是这个生命的活水流过去啊，苦的就变甜的。
So when this water of living water flow through your heart, the bitterness will turn into sweetness.
很悲伤、很忧愁的就变成很喜乐、很满足。
And sorrow 我 sad, 我 become comforted and fulfillment.
所以为什么教会会吸引人？
So why does church attract people?
因为这个生命的活水流过去。
Because there's a living water flow through the church.
大家在圣灵充满里面能够感觉到很喜乐很平安。
Everyone in the church filled with the living water, they can feel the joy and peace.
所以离开想要再回来，回来不想要走，这个就是我们的教会到最后追求the目标。
So those people who live, they want to come back. And those who came back does not want to leave. These are the goal that every church we are all pursuing.
那这只是一种内在的一种体验。
This is an inner experience that we have.
如果我们看现在一般的基督教会，
If you look at the church today,
一定有敲锣打鼓才能够吸引青年。
You must have some kind of band.Or rock band in the church to attract young people.
包括以前买这个伯恩教那个圣何西教会。
That includes the church we bought in San Jose.
因为这是一种感官的刺激，这是现在社会的潮流。
Because this is some kind of sensual stimulation. This is only way to attract people.
因为现在的文化注重感觉。
And the culture nowadays emphasizes on experience, on sensual experience.
但是为什么我们教会不需要这个，还是可以吸引青年？
But why is that our church do not need this, but we still can attract youth?
就是圣灵的水流过去，苦的变甜的。
It's because the living water of Holy Spirit flows through us and turns bitterness into sweetness.
我们常常发现这个 NYTA 如果今年有很多人体验到神。
We often found that if NYTS, if there are many people who experience God,
明年参加的人就更多。
And the following, there are more people come back to attend.
不必广告。
You don't need to advertise.
为什么？
Why?
有体验，他还想要再回来。
Because there are people who experience, they want to come back.
有体验，他会邀别人一起来。
Because if they have experience, they will invite others to come back.
这真的是好的。
And this is truly wonderful.
这一种的宣传大有力量。
And this kind of advertisement is powerful.
所以如果我们在教会里面，
So if we are in the church,
还是觉得没有快乐，没有喜乐，没有平安。
If we don't have joy, we don't have peace, we don't have happiness.
我们要下个决心。
We must make a determination.
求圣灵。
We must pray for Holy Spirit.
要被圣灵充满。
Or to be filled by Holy Spirit.
活水流过去，苦的变甜的。
So when this living water flows through us, the bitterness will turn into sweetness.
那接下去，如果我们看第九节的下半句。
Now look at the later part of verse 9.
请读。
There will be a very great multitude of fish.Because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes.
这里说百物都必活着。
So for everything will live for wherever the river goes.
这个水流过去啊，活的百物都会变活的。
So where the river goes, everything will live.
这个表示说这个水啊有生命力。
It means that this living water has a power of life.
所以第九节，河水有流到出，凡滋生的动物都必活着。
So it says that all living things that moves wherever the river goes, they will live.
就是要充满活力。
They will fill with the power, fill with the life.
有时候我们常常，比方说我们当传道人常常到处去领会。
You know, as a pastor, we often travel to different places to lead services.
我常常会有一个感觉。
And I often feel.
有的教会哦，你礼拜六一去领会，看到信徒好像大家都很疲倦，很想睡觉。
Sometimes you go to different church, you notice that on Sabbath morning, members look very tired. They all seem to falling asleep.
等到吃饭时间，讲话很大声，精神百倍。
But when it comes to lunch time, they are all sudden energy all return. They are all speaking very loud.
下午聚完会，大家又好像无精打采。
And then when it comes to afternoon service, they become tired again.
那我们常常发现这样的教会祷告都很弱。
We often find this type of church, their prayers are weak.
那如果我们看那个教会祷告很强，有这个神的活水在滋润的。
But for those churches that have a strong prayer, that have the water of living water to moisture rain.
我们可以感觉到聚会的时候有生命力。
We can find that when there's a service, there's a life within it.
因为人的灵性一旦活起来，
because once the man's spirit come alive,
人对属灵的食物会有一种饥渴。
You will have this craving for spiritual food.
所以你看那个小孩子如果不喜欢吃东西，这个小孩子就有问题。
Now you know if a child does not like to eat, there will be a problem.
一个健康的小孩子很喜欢吃东西。
A healthy child would like to eat.
一个灵性上有活力的信徒很喜欢属灵的吃喝。
a believer who is filled with the spiritual life would like to eat and drink spiritual food.
所以他听到了会觉得很有意思。
So when they listened to food and sermons, they thought it was very interesting.
很有感受。
It seems suddenly they come alive. They feel with feelings.
有时候他听一遍道理，他可以联想两三遍道理。
When they hear one sermon, they can reflect and hear reflect to many more.
哦，所以这个教会在早上聚会之前推行啊早祷会是非常重要。
So for a church to push for morning prayer is very important.
第一个好处
，first，
凡奉主耶稣这名就全部都到了。
Well, when you pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, everything will come.
如果没有推行早祷
，if you don't promote this morning prayer,
你十一点聚会大概只有来一半。
At 11 class service, maybe only half of them will come.
唱诗完60%。
And after the hymn singing, maybe 60% will come.
祷告完70%。
And after morning prayer, maybe 70% will show up.
最后一次祷告。
And then after the last prayer,
100% 吃饭。
100% come here to enjoy the food.
但这个推行早祷会。
So when we promote morning prayer,
大家即使慢一点，到最后聚会全部都来了。
But even if they were slower to come to prayer, but they will eventually all show up during the morning service.
那第二个就是信徒的灵性又在成长。
And second is that the memory of spirituality will continue to grow.
所以以弗所书里面在讲求神借着他的灵，让我们心里的力量刚强起来。
So Ephesians tells us that we ask the Spirit of God that we can become strengthened
inner
man, spirit.
英文叫 inner man.
English referred to as an inner man.
我们看
our inner man will be strengthened.
以弗所书的第三章
，Ephesians chapter 3,
16节
，verse 16.
第三章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16. 16, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
所以人怎么能够让那灵性活泼起来呢？就是里面那一个人要强起来。
So how can the man become alive again? Is that his spirit must be strengthened?
那里面那个人强起来是怎么强起来？神的灵活水浇灌下去。
So how can one spirit come alive again? Is that the spirit of God must enter into his heart?
那我们就想，那里面那个人怎么会弱下来？
But then let's think about how can the inner man become weak?
看诗篇一百零五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 105.
诗篇一百零五篇。
Psalm 105.
一百零六篇
，Psalm 106，
十五节
，Verse 15， Psalm 106， Verse 15， and he gave them their request， but sent leanness into their soul。
如果看英文他把所求的事给他们。
So here he said that he gave them their request。
他求什么
？But what did they request？
在荒地在这个旷野，喜欢吃鱼、吃肉、吃韭菜。
In the wilderness, they like to eat food, meat, and fish.
那确实他们心灵软弱，英文翻作说使他里面那个人很瘦了。
So when they are weak, the English translation is that there's a leanness inside of them.
因此人他的头脑里面一直在想这个物质的追求一直无穷尽这样一直追求
So when man's mind continues to pursue this worldly pursuit, the material pursuit,
结果就是人的心里面那个人很瘦，没有力量。
So as a result, the inner man will become lean.
外在很丰富，里面很软弱。
The outer appearance might appear to be abundant, but the inner self is lean.
所以我们要非常谨慎。
So we must be alert.
物质的拥有看起来是福气。
It appears that the physical abundance is a blessing.
没有节制的追求会让里面那个人很软弱。
But we, as pursuit without control will let our inner man become lean and weak.
那现在把生活水准往下压，有衣有食就知足。
But however, if we lower our living standard, as long as we have food and we have clothes to wear, we are content.
然后把我们属灵的欲望提高。
And we elevate our spiritual desire.
来追求活水的浇灌。
To pursue the pouring of living water.
我们才能够重新得力。
Then we can once again be strengthened and renewed.
所以这个水所流过的地方这个百物都必活起来。
So wherever this water flows, all creature lives.
那这个水变甜的，而且能够让人活起来。
And this water will let whatever become sweet.
所以我们再回来看以西结书四十七章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 47.
这流来的水必有极多的鱼。 47章的第九节。
Verse 9, and it shall be that every living thing that moves wherever the river goes will live. And there will be a great multitude of fish.
鱼啊，自己会来。
The fish will come by itself.
哦，为什么
？Why？
这个水有甜的啊，这个水有力量啊，所以鱼就自己会来。
Because the water is sweet, the water, there's a life in this water, so fish will come by itself.
如果慕道朋友到教会里面看不到神，体验不到神，他怎么会再来
？If a true seeker, the friend come to church, they cannot see God, they cannot experience God, they will not come back again.
那如果他看到我们大家都很喜乐，都很平安
，But if they come here and see everyone is joyful and filled with peace,
这个在其他的地方都看不到。
This is something that they cannot see on other churches.
那跪下来，他本身也有体验。
And when they kneel down, they can experience themselves.
他还会再回来。
They will come back.
他一回来，鱼就多了。
And when they come back, the fish will multiply.
所以我们祷告神的活水浇灌，充满在这个教会里面，慕道者会一直来，而且会停下来。
So when we pray for the living water to fill in this church to pour to water, and then the fish will become multiplied.
教会的吸引力是什么？
What is the attraction of the church?
不是人
It's not people.
是神的同在
It's the abidance of God.
所以我们要求神借着圣灵浇灌充满同在照与我们中间同在
So we must pray to God to ask the Holy Spirit once again to water to fill in us.
最后一项
The last thing.
47章
Verse chapter 47, Ezekiel 47.
12节
Verse 12. Chapter 47, verse 12.Along the bank of the river, on this side and that, will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear fruit every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for medicine.
这里说水所流过的地方，这个两岸的树全部都会结果子。
Here says that wherever the river flows, the banks along the river will bear fruits.
果子就是让人享用。
The fruits to be used by people.
在生活中很实际上的表现。
It's a very practical manifestation.
这种改变是很自然的。
And this kind of change is very natural.
所以叫做结果子。
That's why we call it bearing fruit.
所以我们大家被圣灵充满。
So when we are filled by Holy Spirit,
生活会有表现。
There will be a change in our life.
很自然的改变。
A very natural change.
那我们来教会就是一种享受。
So when we come to church, it becomes an enjoyment.
慕道者来到对方，他会觉得这里很享受。
And when true seeker and friends come to church, they will think it's an enjoyment as well.
离开会想回来。
And when they leave, they would like to come back.
来的不想要走。
And when they come back, they don't want to leave.
所以这个活水非常有力量。
So this living water is very powerful.
从神的殿往东流。
It flows from the temple of God toward east.
那我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray.
照这个和弟兄的体验哦，怕祷告有什么方法？
According to the experience of Brother Ho, if you are afraid of prayer, what's the solution for that?
多祷告就不会怕吧？祷告。
You pray more, then you will not be afraid of prayer.
有体验就很喜欢祷告。
If you have experience, then you will enjoy prayer.
所以如果我们要求圣灵，要接受按手的，求恩典的，请我们都到前面。
So if you want to pray for Holy Spirit, pray for laying of hands and pray for fullness of Holy Spirit. Let's all come forward.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.